We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Whaley New Year. And a very warm welcome to our Christmas show. We're going to probably do some of the worst of Whale over Christmas, but this is the... is this the penultimate show to Christmas? What would you say?
Penultimate is the right word, yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Mm. If you wonder what I'm eating a throat lozenge. I have a bit of a sore throat. Anyway, nice to be here. Thank you very much indeed. A warm welcome to all those of you who've emailed me during the week. It's always nice to get your emails, even if some of them are critical. Now, on this show, a little later, I will be talking to Jacqueline Gold. She is the proprietor of Ann Summers Sex Shop. So I think, and the reason some of you guys may not have decided what to buy people for Christmas.
You're buying me something from Ann Summers?
I'm thinking about it, but as I don't send Christmas cards or Christmas presents, it's very unlikely. But if you want me to hold your hand to go into Ann Summers, I will.
That's a nice offer.
By the way, did you send me a Christmas card of your dog?
I did.
Yeah, I thought so. Talk about skimping. You make your own Christmas card.
I'll have you know, it costs more money to make your own Christmas card than it does to buy them.
Really?
Hmm.
And I've got with me, you sent me a present, haven't you, as well?
Yeah.
I'm going to open it during the show.
Oh, God.
Well, I am. I don't know, is it something I can open during the show or not?
It might take you a while to open it during the show. I wrapped it very well.
Yeah, well, I've just cut some of the tape back on it, but I haven't opened the box yet.
Okay.
I can see... Let me have a little look in here. Hold on, just one moment. Don't go away. I can see a number. There are a couple of things in here, are there?
There might be.
Yes. Don't think it's going to make me any more fond of you. It's just, that won't happen at all.
Is it just cash that works?
Cash works very well indeed. Now, listen, let's just... we'll do that in a moment. We've got Jacqueline Gold coming up. And... we got some Christmas music or not?
We've got a piece of music called Snow. That's about as Christmas as I get.
But what about, I said, you know, we could put a little bit of jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I've got this one. We could play this one.
Let's hear it. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Where did you get that?
I've got a big stash in my wardrobe of Whaley stuff.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's worrying. That's almost a stalker. Should we play that towards the end of the show?
Yeah, we can play at the end, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right. Anyway, listen, welcome to the show, guys. If you've not joined us before, well, this is the James Whale Radio Show, online, on radio, well, on anything, really. Tell your friends to join us. And if you haven't... yet bought anything for Christmas, go to our shop. Have a look. Go to the jameswhaleradio.co.uk website /shop. Right. Right. Okay. Now, the government is bringing out a law, apparently next year, to ban smoking in cars if you have children. I did this on one of my radio shows last week, and it got an exceptional amount of response. Mostly from fairly stupid people, it has to be said. Look, here's the deal, right? If you have children, you shouldn't smoke around them at home or anywhere else because they are not old enough or big enough to make the decision as to whether they wish to die from lung cancer or heart disease in the future. I mean, you guys who smoke, you know that's what's going to happen. And on a more serious note, I watched my mum die from lung cancer, and she smoked enormous amounts of cigarettes in her life. It's not at all a nice way to die, but it's a free country, as everybody keeps telling me, and if you want to do that to yourself, you carry on and do it. But children don't have the chance. So the government are bringing in a law that says if you're caught smoking with children, you will be prosecuted and fined. I think that's the wrong law. Personally, I think we should have a ban on smoking. Why would anybody in charge of a machine like a car, which has the ability to kill all who are in and people around, why would you be able to drive something like that with a piece of lighted material between your fingers? So I don't think it should just be people who have children in cars. It should be everyone. You can't smoke and drive in this country. We stop people. Although people still speak on their phones, but if they get stopped by the police, you get 3 points on your license. Is it worth it? And truck drivers, I still see doing it, but they will eventually get caught. And when they do, it can ruin their lives. And the same should be said for smoking. You know, I don't care what you, as long as it's yourself that you deal with. But if you're driving a car, then you are going to injure or kill other people as well. So why on earth haven't the government made it a law that if you smoke, you don't drive? Rob, can you answer that?
I think because too many people smoke still. Once the numbers go down, I think they'll be able to do it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, quite frankly, I think it's about time that that was sorted out. Somebody should do something about it. It's annoying me intently. You notice going up to Christmas, we've had the first female bishop.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. And no, I'm not going to be bashing the bishop on the programme. Don't worry. But they're all getting very excited about female bishops now. I don't understand. What's the big deal?
It's just a job.
What is the big deal? I don't understand it. Did you say something, Rob?
I said it's just a job.
Just a job?
Mm.
Yeah, well, you know, we live in an age of equality. I saw a woman on the news the other day saying, quite frankly, the church was just going to disappear if women can become bishops. Men are much better at running things. This was a woman speaking. I mean, she may have been right, but in this day and age of equality, she certainly shouldn't be saying things like that, should she?
I think the church is going to disappear anyway. I think they're just blaming women.
Well, that's what one woman said. This is the beginning of the end of the church.
Hmm.
Well, and some people might be very upset about that. And, you know, people like churches. You know, they like them to get married in and things like that. Right, shall we, listeners, we've got a fairly packed programme today. Shall we now talk with Jacqueline Gold of... have you ever been in, by the way, Robbo? Have you ever been in to an Ann Summers shop?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
You know my mate broadcaster Tony Fisher.
Tony Fisher.
Yeah, Tony Fisher. He's often seen going into Ann Summers shops.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. But anyway, so what did you buy when you went in there?
Oh, I didn't buy anything. I just like looking.
Yeah, pervert. Right, listen, we're going to talk to Jacqueline Gold. Do not say anything like that, okay?
Okay.
All right, you're listening to the James Whale Radio Show online, on radio, and on your phone. You're probably listening to us. I wonder how many people listen on their smartphones when they're travelling on the train or on the bus.
Well, I know of one.
Yeah, I do. But I wonder how many people listen to us who are on a bicycle.
That's quite dangerous.
Yeah, if you're listening on a bicycle, you should be very careful. Right, do you want to get Jacqueline?
I'll give her a call now.
Would you like a free audiobook? Our friends at Audible are giving everybody a free audiobook just by going to the James Whale Radio Show website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. All you need to do is click on the Audible link, register, and you'll get your free audiobook. It's a bit like a book club, and remember, you can leave at any time and you still get to keep your free audiobook. So what are you waiting for? Just head over to the James Whale Radio Show website, jamesweleradio.co.uk, and click on that Audible link now.
Now, Jackie Gold is the founder and owner and creator of Ann Summers. Did I get that right, Jacqueline?
Well, pretty much, yes. I started the Ann Summers Party Plan, back in 1981, so... I mean, obviously, I was very young at the time, but no, it's been a very colourful very colourful journey.
Did you imagine when you started off as a sort of a party plan for sex toys and various other things? Did you imagine it would suddenly become a high street name?
Oh my goodness, no! I mean, I was hugely passionate and enthusiastic by the idea, and you know, very much led by my customers, because this was, you know, quite groundbreaking, really. You know, everything at that time was very much aimed at men, and you could not buy sexy underwear in the high street like you can today, let alone, you know, let alone sex toys to spice up your love life. So I had no idea, and you know, it has been a colourful journey, and it's just amazing how over the years attitudes have changed, and you know, I can't help but look back and pinch myself at different milestones.
Do you still get the odd person who complains? You get people complaining that one of your stores is in their high street or that you're about to open one?
Not really, James. I mean, obviously, this was very much at the beginning. I think probably the most well noted was when we opened a store in Ireland. That was in Dublin. That received a lot of controversy and debate. But, you know, times have really changed, and I think that, you know, people see, you know, we've got 140 stores on the high street right now. So, you know, we're very much part of the British high street, and people love it when an Ann Summers store opens. And I think people like the fact that they can go into Ann Summers, they can buy sexy underwear, and they can sort of spice up their sex lives without having to go somewhere, you know, not so nice and more uncomfortable.
Mm. Do you think men are more at ease going in now and buying stuff for their girlfriends or their wives or both?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've obviously gone from, it's quite ironic really, because when I started this whole concept, I think only 10% of our customers were women, and now of course it's 80%, so we've sort of gone from, if you like, raincoat brigade to a female institution over that sort of 30-year period. And I think that, you know, there's a different generation of male shoppers now that only, you know, they're so used to Ann Summers being on the high street. And, of course, we're always excited this time of year because, you know, men flock to our stores, particularly in those last few days coming up to Christmas, funny enough.
Is there a particular age range or kind of class that uses your store?
Well, I think it varies from, you know, in the different districts. I mean, obviously, you know, I've said that there's 80% of our customers generally are women. I mean, not this time of year. It's sort of more 50-50. And, you know, demographics are ABC1. But then as you go into London, for example, you know, that's skewed by tourists and, you know, it's more 50-50 and 50-50 at weekends as well.
And do you think there is the likelihood now that the shops will perhaps close and more will be done online, as it seems to be?
Well, you know, that is a trend. It's sad in a way, but that is a trend throughout retail. And I think that you will see some stores close, not, you know, across retail, to be honest, because, you know, not only it's not just about rates and high rents. It's very much about, you know, the change in consumer ways of shopping. And I think that, you know, the accessibility of the web has given customers such an amazing opportunity to shop when they want, 365 days a year, practically.
I can't wait to see the Ann Summers show on QVC or one of the other selling channels.
Oh, I'm not so sure that's the route we'd go down. You know, there are so many opportunities open to us at the moment, and I probably can't talk about too many of them because I'm not sure about timing, but, you know, there are some great marketplaces out there now, you know, from eBay, Amazon, you know, sure. ASOS, Debenhams, so many opportunities, and these opportunities are often not just for our business, but for businesses generally. You know, it's a gateway into the international arena. I think, you know, when you have these opportunities and companies like QVC, you know, you have to be sure that it's a good fit for your brand.
Who is Ann Summers, Jackie?
Well, this is a question I often get asked. The store Ann Summers was originally set up by a man called Kim Waterfield. It only lasted under his leadership for less than a year. But he employed a girl called Anise Goodwin, who changed her name by deed poll to Ann Summers so that the store had a figurehead. So, and he chose that name at the time because he felt in the 70s, it was early 70s, that it sort of really depicted the image of an English rose. And of course now Ann Summers has probably equal brand recognition to Nike. You know, it's that well known.
Now here we are running up to Christmas. What is the best buy? Is there such a thing as a best buy? And what sort of things do guys come and want to get for their wives and girlfriends?
Well, we call it the guy buy, especially the last minute ones. My advice would be first of all to check out what your wife or girlfriend already likes. You know, you need to look through her lingerie drawers. Obviously, try not to get caught in the process because that could be quite embarrassing, and you'd have to some explaining to do. But, you know, check her sizes, make sure you get her size right, and check the colours that she likes. I think doing that little bit of research is really important, and understanding sort of what her favourite colours are, because they're not always necessarily what the colours that you like are going to be. So don't automatically go for red and black. And if you really struggle. If you really struggle, you know, we also do some naughty gift boxes, which we're doing this year that are going down really, really well. And we've got some great staff in stores that will be able to give the guys plenty of help and guidance. And, of course, there's always the rabbit. The rabbit, you know, our iconic rabbits will always go down well. But, you know, guys do need to remember, as I've said many times, a rabbit is for life, not just for Christmas.
Who invented the rabbit?
Well, it's Ann Summers. I mean, it was originally, it was Sex and the City actually contacted us to have one of our toys on their show. And we pretty much sold out the next day. I mean, it just went crazy. And as a result, since then, we're designing, you know, every single type of rabbit you can imagine. We've got a whole rabbit family now.
Have you got a Christmas rabbit as well?
That's what we need, James. That's. I'll definitely put that idea forward. I think that's a great idea. We need a Christmas rabbit.
What about Jacqueline Gold? What are you? I mean, you are one of the most successful businesswomen in the country. You have other interests apart from Ann Summers as well, don't you?
Yes, I mean, I'm very passionate about women in business. I do a lot of work to support women, both in mentoring and encouraging them into business, as well as, you know, equality in the workplace. I sort of get involved in a lot of areas. I'm also doing some work with the government in hoping to help with that whole, you know, engaging with women piece and sort of helping in those two areas in particular. I think women have so much to offer. You know, I do this competition. I don't know if you've seen it on my Twitter, where I do a wow competition every week. And then my top three female entrepreneurs, I sort of profile and retweet. And then I go on to mentor them. And, you know, you just can't be doing enough of that at the moment. But I just see so much talent through that space. That it sort of led me to do other events that help inspire women. So that's sort of a big part of what I do outside of Ann Summers, you know, as well as, you know, my sort of charity work that I do for the Children's Trust, etc.
When are you going to move into politics then?
That's an interesting question. Not when I've been, I mean, I feel like I've been in politics all my life. But, you know, I'm very interested in politics. You know, who knows, one day, maybe.
I mean, I can see Baroness Gold of wherever you like to choose, really, in the near future. I think is something you should pursue.
I mean, I've never thought about it, but, you know, certainly, I mean, you know, I'm very passionate about our country. I'm very passionate about women. And I think anything that I can do that can help inspire other women, I would definitely take very seriously.
Is it still more difficult for a woman entrepreneur or a woman in business or politics or anything else? Is it still more difficult than a man?
It is, unfortunately. But I think there are a number of reasons for that. I think that, you know, there are obviously some industries where there aren't, you know, business leaders are not, you know, recognising that there are some amazing female talent that needs to be nurtured and encouraged. I think that, you know, we need to see more women in politics as well, in key ministerial roles. I think there's also a big piece around social conditioning. You know, I've got a 5-year-old daughter, and I want her to grow up believing, you know, that she can be anything she wants to be. So there is something that goes wrong in those early years that, you know, where children sort of, both girls and boys, start off very confident. And then, you know, by the time girls reach secondary school, I think it is, they're 2.5 times more likely to have lower self-esteem. And by the time they reach age 12, they're unlikely to become a leader. And I think that's tragic. You know, when I think about what I've personally contributed to the economy, the thousands and thousands of financial opportunities that I've given to women, we need more women that can do that same thing. So I think there is a lot more that can be done.
On the other side of it, Jacqueline, do any men work for you?
I'm certainly not anti-men. And you know what? I think this is really important because actually I want the best person for the job. And so absolutely, I have some great men that work in my business. And it isn't about being anti-men or, you know, this is why I struggle with, you know, quotas. We have to, you know, quotas in boardrooms. We have to be focused on it has to be the best person for the job, but we need to create that equal opportunity. And there are many barriers, you know, just taking, if we just take as an example, women that leave to have children, obviously many women want to stay at home after they've had children. But then there are many women who also want to return to work but can't afford to because of the numerous barriers that stand in their way. These are the sort of areas that I'd like to see tackled.
I absolutely agree. And on the other hand as well, there are some women who would love to stay at home and look after their children but can't because they have to go out and earn a wage as well. If a woman wants to look after her child, we ought to facilitate that as well, shouldn't we?
Absolutely. You know, I'm just, you know, my area of focus is very much around there is some amazing female talent, you know, and it's almost like when it comes to business, you know, it's as if we ignore half the population. And considering half the population, the women tend to be the main consumers, it's madness, really, when you look at the logic of it. And I just think there is so much wasted talent. And I meet so often women that say, I would love to have gone back to work, but I just can't afford it because childcare is just too expensive, or, the number of different, reasons that childcare is the main one, obviously.
It always amazes me, and I agree wholeheartedly with what you say. I've worked in an industry all my life where lots of the bosses are women, or I've worked for a lot of women in my time. I find it infinitely easier to work for a woman. Actually, I better not say that. I'm working for a man at the moment. But I don't understand when probably the Prime Minister that'll be most remembered in the 20th century, Margaret Thatcher, herself a woman, why women aren't more highly regarded as far as entrepreneurship, business and leadership is concerned.
I know, it's incredible, but, you know, and don't get me wrong, I'm a great fan of Margaret Thatcher. I think she's a legend. She's not somebody that any whether you support Tory party or not, somebody that you would forget. But I think when you look at successful women, and I'm going to say that I'm not in this category, but when you look at successful women, there's a high proportion of successful women that have emulated men. And I think that what we need to do in our society today is make women realize that you don't have to fulfill that stereotype, or you don't have to be aggressive, or you don't have to, emulate a man to be successful, and that you can be feminine, or you can be, who you are. And I think that's critical. I think there's a lot of women that, you know, don't put their head above the parapet because they feel they're not fulfilling that stereotype that you see on, you know, some, you know, if you take programs like Dragon's Den or The Apprentice, great viewing, but there is a message that you have to be, you know, sort of alpha male type to be successful, and that isn't always true.
Wouldn't you like, I could see you on Dragon's Den, wouldn't you like to do that?
Yeah, I think there was a period when I would have enjoyed doing that. But, you know, as I say, I'm always interested in doing anything that I think helps encourage more women. That's where my passion is. So if there was an opportunity where I could help with women and their confidence and going into business or whatever, then I would definitely show an interest.
You should start the Jacqueline Gold Academy for women entrepreneurs or some such thing.
I should do. Well, you never know.
Now, listen, I don't know where you get the time, to be honest. Just before you go, listen, can I get an Anne Summers Christmas card as well? Are you doing Christmas cards?
Oh, I don't think we have this year.
No, you see, you need Anne Summers wrapping paper, gift cards.
The Christmas rabbit and the Christmas cards. I'll have to sort that out.
Listen, Jacqueline, it's been great talking. Thank you very much indeed. I've got a dash now because I've got to pop round and get my Anne Summers gift box and Christmas rabbit.
Happy shopping. I tell you something, you'll have more fun in our shop than you will if you go anywhere else.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be there than in Hamleys, that's for sure.
Good. Thanks, James. Have a good Christmas.
See you soon. And you.
Bye.
Bye.
You are listening to James and Rob on the James Webb Radio Show.
So there we are. Thanks to Jacqueline Gold for her chat. She's an interesting lady. I could see her on Dragon's Den. I could actually see her take over The Apprentice, couldn't you?
That would make sense, yeah. If he ever gave up, that would be a good substitute.
Mm. Now, I've noticed that one of the more popular parts of the James Whale radio show is tech talk.
Yeah.
And I think it's about time you did tech talk, don't you?
I haven't really got much to report this week. I've noticed something in the news that caught my eye, and that is that a jeans company and one of the antivirus companies are making a pair of jeans that... have got things inside, tech inside them that stop Wi-Fi.
Really?
Yeah, so you can put your credit card. You know these touch-and-go credit cards?
Yeah.
Apparently people can wander past your jeans and whatever and get 10 quid off you.
Really?
Well...
Why haven't we tried that?
I don't know. But they're making these jeans that block that. Now, here's my problem with that, and that is it's opening up a pair of jeans for the shoplifting world.
Oh, that's a good point, isn't it?
Yeah, you put all your shopping in your pocket, and you can walk past those sensors on the shop on the way out.
Hang on, I'm just looking out of my window. There's a delivery from a well-known wine warehouse, and I think he's coming to me. I think he's coming to me. Hang on, just a minute. Don't go away. Just don't go away. Gosh, I can't believe it. Are you there still? Hey?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh dear, hang on. James and Melinda have a happy Christmas and a good 2015 fill. Ah, that's nice. That's a present on the show from my agent.
Oh.
Yeah, that's very good of him, isn't it? Yeah, sorry. Where was I?
I don't know. It's nice to get presents.
Oh, you were doing tech talk, weren't you?
I was doing tech talk, yeah.
Did you finish it when I had to go to the door and get my get my present?
Don't worry about tech talk. It's, you know.
No, I do. It's an important part. We want to get it sponsored. Right, I'm opening. I've opened your box, right?
Right.
And there are two wrapped up presents.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep those until Christmas.
Right.
But there's something else in here. Hold on. Oh, for goodness sake. You're going to get me into trouble. Oh, gosh. What have you done with this?
What?
Hang on. Done up in bubble wrap. I can hardly get it off. hang on. Oh, for goodness sake. Well, Mrs. W sees this. Where did you get this from?
From that place that I was at the other night, and you said, oh, I want one of them.
Yeah, but I... Well, listen, Robert, I'm touched. I can go around knighting people with this. It's a medieval sword.
It is indeed.
Yeah. Oh, it's greasy. Well, it's protecting it, I suppose. It's a real sword. Where did you get this from?
From a medieval shop.
Really?
Hmm.
My gosh.
Cost me 3 cabbages.
Did it? Obviously, I'm going to hang this on the wall.
Hmm.
Well, that's just what I wanted, Robbo. That'll go with my traditional English longbow.
Very nice.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, mate.
No problem.
I'm going to be nice to you for the next couple of shows.
Just a couple of minutes would be nice.
Yeah, OK, well, I'm going to be nice to you for a couple of minutes. Right. And if next week you could... That's really nice. What's the insignia on the top?
It's from the Knights Templar.
Oh, am I now a Mason? Am I a Mason now? Does that make me a Mason?
It does, yeah. Just roll your trousers up.
Oh, gosh, I'm going to go and have a little play with that.
Don't go and have a play with it.
No? Why not?
Well, what are you going to play with it on?
I don't know. I'm going to go out and I'm going to go and right wrongs. I'm now a knight, a member of the Knights Templar. I've got my sword. I can't. and it's all your fault.
It's all right. If you're on the news later, I'm leaving the country.
I'm going to go and hide it. all right. What are we going to do? I was going to talk about UKIP, wasn't I? Actually, it was quite an entertaining. I thought after the. After some more revelations, I wondered whether the gaffes that UKIP had made had turned people off them, and we put it out on our Facebook page. And Colin says, no, they're only selling themselves on the policies we want to hear, like the other parties. Thing is, they're popular issues, and the other parties are playing catch-up, says Colin. Peter Edwards says, definitely no, they have my vote at the next election. They are the only party who will pull us out of the robbing EU. I hope, actually, to have a vote on the EU, I hope there will be an informed debate before we all decide what we're going to do, don't you?
What, education?
What else have we got here? Doc says... Keep it up, bashing UKIP, more publicity, and if there are any bad apples, boot them out. Susanna Seals says, nope, because of how they've been handled, I am still Team Farage. So it's funny, isn't it? Nothing that UKIP do or happens to them seems to put people off. It'll be interesting in the election coming up next May, just to see what happens. As long as we have an informed debate about Europe. Now, shall we have some music around about here on the programme?
Yes, why not?
Because I just noticed we've got a record to play here. And by the way, in the new year, we'll be looking for new music for the programme. And if you are in a band, or if you're a soloist and you would like to perform on the programme, get in touch with producer Rob. This is how you get in touch.
Just email us, jameswellradio@gmail.com, and I'll get back to you.
And maybe we can have you on the programme and hear what you're like in the next year, 2015. And thanks to everybody. We've had lots of good response, haven't we, to Cosmo.
Yes.
James Cosmo and the pyramid text, which hopefully people will be able to see before too long. And I'll keep everybody posted as to when you might be able to see it. If you'd like to see the trailer, if you go to our website, it's on there, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's up there.
You know, you just go to jameswellradio.co.uk and you can see it. Now, Biscuit Head and the Biscuit Badgers. Where did you find them?
I get stuff sent to me all the time.
Biscuit Head and the Biscuit Badgers. Let's hear them. This is called Snow.
Cloud. It stays liquid there is nothing for crystals to form around. Tiny particles particles of pollen and dust get into the cloud, and then it falls. Snow, 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 then it must snow, 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 then it must snow, 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 snow. Most British rain starts as snow. Cloud has let it go. Most snow won't make it. Most snow won't make it. Most snow won't make it to the ground. But when atmospheric conditions are right, then it just might. Snow, 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 then it might snow, 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 then it might snow.
Right, that was, gosh, what was that? Biscuit what? And the Biscuit Head and the Biscuit Badgers. And a track called Snow. And if you want to hear it again, you can download it from YouTube, I would imagine.
Yeah, iTunes.
iTunes, I beg your pardon. You can download it from iTunes. My own personal smash Christmas hit called Wrap It Up for Christmas. You can hear that at the end of the show. I did ask, are you ready for Christmas? And lots of people said, I'm dreading it, says Carol Madden. David Longbottom. We haven't heard from Mr. Longbottom for a while, have we?
I haven't, no.
You're a big Longbottom fan, aren't you?
I love the Longbottom, yes.
Yeah, yeah. He says, David, that is, it's not what is under the tree that counts, it's who's around it. Unless keys to a Ferrari are under it, I guess. Nobody sent me a key. By the way, if you just joined me, Robbo sent me a really nice present. He's made me a knight in the Knights Templar, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So I can go out and right wrongs.
Indeed.
Yeah, that's good. I just need a horse and we'll be away. Marion Trouberville says, I will be enjoying family time on Christmas Day itself. Then family visiting after Boxing Day. Moderate celebrations, quite frankly. The materialistic frenzy that has been going on since October in shops and on the media has me feeling fed up and longing for the end of it. Roll on spring. Marion, I'd like to roll on spring as well. And some of your thoughts, questions or complaints, you can get in touch with us by emailing me, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. All right, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Did I hear you banging?
Sorry, say that again.
Did I hear you banging?
I was turning a page.
Don't. For goodness sake, I'm off script. From the very start of the programme, so I don't know what you're following.
I have to try and put something together.
Mm. So some of your questions. Barbara Beckett, hello Barbara, said, how's your little dog Rocky, which I tweet out a lot about. Rocky's doing okay. He's of course, quite an old dog, but he's all right. He's grumbling quite a bit, but then he is 70 years old in dog years. So, but Barbara, thank you for that very much. He's all right. He's okay. He's looking at me as we speak. Ian Gregory says, using the fuel price calculator, if fuel duty 57p a litre and a barrel of oil $60 equals 30p a litre plus VAT at 17.5, why isn't petrol or diesel less than £1.5p? That, by the way, is a question, Ian, I have been asking for a long, long time. Stephen wants to say chicken or turkey, James. Do you know, I think probably turkey. Probably turkey. And just a small one, if you don't mind. Fraser Ramsey says, as someone who has played many tunes on the radio, What do you think of the type of music that is being promoted via the X Factor? I have to say that I thought and I think that Fleur East will be a major star. And the thing about the X Factor is it's easy to get a bit shitty about it, but to be quite honest with you, there are people there that get a chance that, for one reason or another, wouldn't necessarily. Fleur East is a great singer. We've seen her. She's got an enormous amount of talent. But without something like the X Factor, she didn't make it. Because you can have talent, you can have what it takes, but unfortunately, unless you get in front of the right person, that right person who thinks, that's great, let's do something, you won't get anywhere. And sadly, in this world, talent is not enough. You need luck. And you need somebody to really push you out there and to control your career, I think, as a singer. So I, you know, and it's the public's choice. It is the public's choice led by Simon Cowell. And for people to say, oh, Simon Cowell's ruining the music. He's not. Simon Cowell is a very, very clever man. I think you'll find, I can't remember, you see, the guy who won it. I can't remember what his name is. But Fleur East, I think, will be the one who will have great success. What do you think about that, Rob?
I think X Factor's done a lot of good. I'm going to see Joe McElderry next year.
Oh, right, yeah. He's good.
He's been on the show.
He didn't win either, did he?
He did win.
Oh, did he win?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I can never remember. Tom Amos says, and this is his question of the week, does my bum look big in this? Do you know, I'm sorry, Tom, to say it does, but pop in to Anne Summers and you might find something that will hide it. So that's almost it. We're going to finish. I wish you all the compliments of the season, whatever this time of year means to you. I hope it is exactly what you want it to be. And let's look forward. And I hope that everybody has a great 2015. Let's hope the world has learnt to be a little more intelligent, a little more understanding, and a little more together in 2015. So, Rob?
Yes?
Here's to the last 60. We've done 64 hours of radio together, you and me.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
64 hours worth that you can still hear all of them on jameswhaleradio.co.uk, so you can have a Whaley Christmas.
Speaking of Whaley Christmas, can we play your song now?
What's it called?
Wrap It Up for Christmas.
Oh, that's right. Wrap It Up for Christmas. I'd forgotten. Listen, all of you have a really great Christmas from me and Rob. Compliments of the season, eh, Rob?
Yep.
Let's wrap it up, baby.
Take it away.
It's the holly and the ivy time of year. It's nice and peaceful in the studio till a bunch of carol singers try to get on the show. I say, hey, merry gentlemen, cut the ding-dong and I'll teach you the words of a different song. Christmas is crackers, it's just a promotion. Rudolph and Santa can jump in the ocean.
Christmas is fun and happy and funny.
It's just an excuse to part me from the money. You won't catch me giving Christmas cheer. Now sing the song.
Okay.
Let's hear it. Drinking at a circus on the telly. On Boxing Day, have the relatives round. Have a family fight that goes 10 rounds. I won't have a stocking or a Christmas box. I won't have a crib with an ass and an ox. I'm not gonna drink from your wassailing cup. Knock it off, pack it in, and wrap it up. Well, I've done the show and I'm home to bed. There's a guy standing there with a candle on his head.
I am the ghost of Christmas past. Tremble, James Webb, and look afar.
I said, sling it, mate, I'll change the locks. And I don't think much of your taste in drugs. I see you brought a friend. Is it cousin Ebenezer? This is not a public thoroughfare. Who's this?
Christmas time, the angels sing,
angels
joy to the nation.
I didn't know.
You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.